When it came to the end, though, I mean, were you disappointed that, you know, that one day the factory would close?
I was, yeah. Yeah. Because it was great for Clontarfon. I mean to say, in the 60s and the 70s, I think everyone was from Clontarfon and everyone knew one another. But before it closed, 10 years before it closed, so nobody knew anyone. They used to, don't know where they came from. And then, I think the unions had a lot to do with it as well, you know. Used to be meetings about this, that, and the other, any excuse in the world.
Yeah, there was several strikes, weren't there, Ray?
Yeah, there used to be strikes, small stoppages and all, meetings. And I'd go in at 12 o'clock at night, I'd have 4 or 5 people short.
Mm.
They were at meetings. One time you get away with it, you cover up for them and all that, you know. But then the union said, no, you have to have somebody there. Once there was a human body there, it didn't matter. You were okay. And then where could you get people at 12 o'clock at night?
Mm.
That was a headache, you know. It used to be a headache.
Yeah.
On the night shift. You come in on a Monday night, before a 4 or 5 had a shard. You might have to go down and shut the colour house. Mm. Should have been sharing the colour house to bring them up, bodies up, happened there.
Mm.
But what was the young man's name? Buckley. Okay. He used to allow all them meetings. He never consulted the shift that was coming on when he'd be home in bed. The shop stewards didn't care, they were getting paid for it. And he'd always have the meetings on every Monday. That meant they hadn't to come into work Monday night. He'd always have the meetings on.
Mm.
So Miley Spade, he was the beater man, the breaker man on my shift. I didn't see Miley Spade for 3 or 4 months. The beatings. But
How do you mean now?
He'd be at meetings,
yeah.
Union meetings, with the management, with the top management, about stupid things, and he'd make an agreement, but he'd never ask the people that was working, running the place, what did they think, you know. It was terrible. It got real bad at the end of, you know, stupid things.
Did Dr. Husick, when you saw him finally leaving, I mean, was he, do you remember that time?
I don't.
Do you not? He just
disappeared
one day, did he?
Disappeared, you might never see him.
Yeah.
For a month, maybe 6 weeks, you'd see him every day. He'd walk up through the machine room, walk up to the mill, and then you wouldn't see him. And then realised that he was retired, didn't even know he was retired. Nobody told us he was retired. I forget who came in after him. It was your man Lund, was it?
Yeah, Lund.
Lund.
Yeah.
Never seen him at all.
Really?
Never left his office.
Yeah. Never left the office.
Rarely.
Yeah.
Never seen the man once.
Yes. Imagine.
Certainly didn't go down the factory.
No, never come down the factory, no.
Yeah.
I say you would have got wet if you had come down the factory.
But I mean, that last couple of years must have been a real drawback. After you went through a phase when the factory was flying and all the
employment. The factory was flying out at one time. They made a lot. They made a 1.25 million. They put up an notice about it. And that was a lot of money then.
Hmm.
And the fact it was flying. But the only thing, they used to always, when you made money, they always put in new machinery and all. The money was no problem. I often went into work, this is true, God. I often went into work of a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I wouldn't come over on Monday.
Would you not?
No, Monday morning.
Well, where would you sleep?
I wouldn't sleep. You'd be, say, those big cylinders.
Yeah.
Big drums. There's little small holes, an eighth of an inch in diameter.
Yeah.
You'll have to drill all them. And if you go in on a Saturday morning, we say the machines close at a Saturday morning. They get it ready for Monday. You'd be there. Sean Carter would say, do you just want to stop back? And we'd all stop back.
But was that dangerous? Because if you were working like that...
That doesn't matter. Didn't matter. I remember Cusick one time, sending for Kick Corey. Kick Corey was at the doing a treble shift and he was into the fourth shift. Corey says, I have to relieve myself. He got no relief. He worked 8 to 4. He done a double shift, as they call it, 4 to 12. He done a 12 to 8, a treble shift. And then I would have come back to his shift again the next day, and he was halfway to the fourth shift. And he wasn't sleeping or anything, he was still working. And Cusey said, okay, take your time off. And he paid him for the fourth shift, paid him for the travel shift, paid him for half the fourth shift.
Okay, that was dedication, wasn't it?
But there was people down there went in, it was Sunday, and they'd be there on Monday. Nothing about it. No such thing as you had to have so many hours rest and all this at that time.
But you must, you can't keep going like that without, you know, getting a little bit tired. Yeah, and then the danger.
Just the danger, yeah. It was a dangerous job.
Mm-hmm.
A dangerous job. I don't know what Tom Moran just said. The paper would break and you'd have broke, as we call it, on the floor. When I started down there, when it was machine man, actually, they used to wrap that paper up and put it on your shoulder and carry it up to the peat loft, put back into the beaters again, reused again, carry it on your back.
Now, how heavy was that?
It's pretty heavy. It'd be a couple of hundredweights.
Was it?
And carry it.
Mm-hmm.
And you might spend the whole shift carrying it up and down, different fellas carry it up and down. And then they used to roll it with the rolls, and they put it on the Leicester. The Leicester would bring it up.
Yeah.
It was rough work. As I said, we often brought in our lunch and bring it home the same way. You wouldn't get time to even get a cup of tea. And nobody minded. Everyone was happy.
Yeah.
Be feeding the machines all the time. And then I got very lax. A different breed of people come into the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that. I wouldn't do that. Oh God, I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was this a kind of a newer generation?
Newer generation, yeah. As I said, the time there, I don't know where they came from.
So when you finally left in 1981, wasn't it, when it closed down, did you want to do anything else afterwards?
Yeah, I went to work in a place that used to do all the IT stuff up in City West, a place called NCT, ACT. I was a few years there. And that closed down. I went and had a petrol station down in Chicago. I was there till that closed.
So you saw a lot of places.
20 years down there.
Yeah.
And I was there one day, and Eamon and Martin, I would go to him. A fella called Rowntree.
Jerry
Rowntree. I don't know who he was. He was the fella that, he was the managing director or manager, the next crowd that took over that for it closed.
Yeah.
Take him, the three of them come down, wanted to know where they go back. So I said, no. But to my issue, said, no, I wouldn't go back and ship work again. Oh, we give you a production manager's job. And they were, I said, no, I wouldn't go back to it. So I didn't go back. Just as well, because it closed that year. It wasn't open. The last time it opened, it wasn't open very long.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I knew it was, there was something going to happen. There was a fellow who used to come in for petrol to me, Tom Ward, and he says to me, "Ray, I'm back in the mill again." I said, "What are you doing?" "See, I'm a machine man." "Say what?" "See, I'm the machine man." "So you're the machine man." Now, he was on the wet end with me, and I knew he hadn't. There was nothing up there. Oh, fair play to you, Tom. He came in another day and he says, "How do you take a lap out of a felt?" "So you stack it off the felt and get sticks in it and take it out." "Yeah, but you won't let us stack it off the felt. You won't." The crowd was down there. He mentioned some of his names, I don't know who they were. He said, you shove the deck in, you shove the paper in, make an error. "But sure, you're losing all that paper as it goes on." "Oh yeah, but you won't." They were running stuff down there, and it was only going to the dump all the time.
Did they try to keep it going?
They could keep it going, though they were making scrap.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
were,
really.
They had no idea. They had no idea.
Yeah, but tell me now, the garage that you worked in, was that a... Who were you working for?
Maxall.
Maxall.
Mm.
And it was a Maxall garage, but yeah. Were you managing the garage?
Yeah, I leased it off them.
In fact, you leased it and ran it.
Yeah. It was only a petrol station, you know. Just
I know.
It was a petrol and diesel. Jail.
Beside Kilmainham Jail.
How many years were you in there?
18.
Were you?
Was, yeah.
So it was a good way to get to know people, going back and forth.
Yeah. And they closed that down. They sold it, they closed it down, and there's apartments on there now.
Imagine, yeah. So you saw a lot of changes in your life, indeed. You
I
did.
Even see it said huge church opposite it.
Yeah.
Being knocked down. And the sawdust down there now is the spire. The church itself is gone.
That's right, yeah. And of course, the mills here in Clondalkin, there isn't a trace now.
No.
Yeah.
There's not a trace. Bits of the bike factory is all that's left.
Yeah.
That's gone too, isn't it? The bike factory's gone, yeah.
Do you know, it was an extraordinary life. Yeah. Would you go back to it again?
No, I would if I had it all over again, the old way.
Would you?
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
Well, you know,
I enjoyed it. It was great crack. There used to be great people working down there. And everywhere. All different departments, all different great people. But a crowd of people came into it. That you must have known them, Tom. It's very hard to deal with them.
Mm.
You couldn't deal with them. They just come in. They come in to get paid to do nothing. I always maintained it was 60-40, the workers and the unions closed that place.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, Ray Muldowney, thank you for talking to me. And it was a great story.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed listening to you. Thank you.